because he was such an extraordinary dog. He was oversized and the size of a lion, and his paws were as big as my hand.
The size of a lion?
Him.
Really, the
size? She said he was 14 and a half stone.
But I mean, I have no idea what that might look like.
He had a collision with a Ford T car, Ford Anglia car, and the car was a write-off, and Hammy had a cracked shoulder blade.
Do you know, I was going to say, do you call him Hammy?
We called him Hammy. But the dreadful thing was, we were so awful as kids. We used to ride him. I was about 16.
Now, look.
We had Boy Scouts. We used to camp in our rather large garden in Battle on the estate. And the little Boy Scouts used to come down. It was awful what we did.
No, let me tell you this. You think, oh, it's awful, we used to ride our Great Dane. Every child tries to ride their dog. It doesn't matter what kind of dog it is. I mean, I've got to tell, Bingo is a Border Collie. And I've had a go. He's only 5 months old, and I've had a go. And the thing is, you slide off their back and down their tail. You do, because they go, and you've got nothing.
He's not going to last.
No. The Bingo will last. The thing is, dogs enjoy being ridden.
But you say that all children ride their dogs. They ride their pets, because I rode my rabbit when I was younger.
It's
really protest.
If they sold, and I don't know why they're not, if they sold little saddles, who wouldn't have a go? Nike, they used to be, when show business was show business, before the collapse of it, thanks to Doc Fox and those wretches over there at Pop Idol. And by the way, this is the first, the last record to get into the charts in America was this, by the way. We're coming to you again, Nike. This is what they've done. This kid is 18 years old, and because of Pop Idol now, they're forced to sing songs like this, Unchained Melody, and the follow-up to Unchained Melody is this. And that Foxy was on the telly last night going, that's all great, we're brilliant, we are what we've done with pop music. This is the new one.
There was a fire burning in my heart.
That's what they've done, Alice. We as a generation handed down to the kids, take this pop music, it's like shipping and mining. We have created this vast empire, and they frittered it away and brought it down to 20-year-old idiots singing this.
You don't remember, I can't.
While all the old mums go, oh, he's nice though, isn't he? Because he stutters. Chris Difford stutters. Squeeze didn't sell a single record because Chris Difford stutters. They sold him because he made good records. Sorry, I do apologise, Nike. We seem to have drifted away. What did you going
to
say?
There's something else to the story.
We had quite a large house and an estate in Battle, Sussex, and the Boy Scouts used to camp. So I'm afraid I was a fashion editor in those days, 69. Yeah. I had a fur coat. We used to put my fox muff round Hammy's head. He was huge, this dog, huge. Yeah. He had a 24-inch neck and a fur on his tail, and we'd creep through the long grass and then say, go get him, Hammy.
When you put your fox muff around, did he look like a lion?
Of course he did. He had massive jaws and big black face.
Mikey, have you got any photos of him in his full pomp?
Well, I've got one somewhere. He's a very big dog. Oh, and the other thing was, I had a little pug called Boris, and Boris, the pugs were bred to fight lions. No one understands it. They were all muscle around the neck. And Boris, they're very short-sighted pugs. And one day, Boris took exception to Hammy, this 14 and a half stone lion, and went woof, 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 and stood up to him. And Hammy just put his mouth and put the whole dog in his mouth. And I sat on Hammy.
No.
The thing that could have killed me, the dog could have killed. I sat on him, beating his head, and he spat him back.
The greatest story I have ever heard. Mikey, this is the greatest story I have ever heard.
It's true. I took on this 14 and a half stone lion and pulled his ears. I sat on him pulling his ears, and he just
until he spat the pug dog.
Yes, little Boris.
and the pug Boris, when he hit the floor, was it what a trauma to go through.
Totally unharmed, and went for Hammy's legs. Then my father arrived with a fire hose.
Just think, you know, when Nike came on the air, I said, I'd have hung up if I was you. You're that close to losing genius.
That's just pure cartoon, isn't it?
It's pure... Nike, we'll give you the off-air phone number. If you remember anything else about your pug-eating lion, then we want you to call us absolutely instant. I'll tell you what we do now, and these are strictly for the midweek show, but we send people mounted pounds, and they're real, aren't they? Look, there's one.
Yes,
and they've got a pound in them, and they've got a full legend, and they're only given out to the top of the shop called. And you are going to get one, my friend, whether you want it or not, and we'll make sure she gets one of these. That was just too good. You see, I'd hate to be Alex now in Stoke Newington. Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's like little feet have just left the stage and said, "Now please welcome, we're just slick." And on you let the company. Oh no, I've got to follow. Did you hear that? a dog that was a lion ate with one gulp. A pug dog, and then the owner had to get on the back and box its ears and thrash its ribs until it spat it back out again. It's the most extraordinary thing.